Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us again on the Xbox Insider Podcast. We're here this weekend to go over a couple of things with you guys. We have the news and of the past couple of weeks. We've been gone for 2 weeks, of course. And we also have a couple of things about the new releases coming up next week. There's a bunch of them. Also, we're going to go ahead and get you guys some news in the Xbox 360 world. And we have the announcement of our latest contest, the winner. Today, I'm joined by our motley crew, of course. We have Aaron here, gamertag Marth989.
Hey, guys.
All right, and here is Jason, gamertag Pesmer.
Hola.
And we also have Dom here. Oh, man, Dom, I forgot your gamertag. He's here. What is your gamertag anyway, Dom?
It's Dom, Dominic Dom.
Dombine.
Yeah, it's like Dom.
Dombine. Dombine.
Half-Life Dombine mixed with Dom.
Oh, wow.
Or the Half-Life Dombine. Dombine.
It could be. Wow. But Dom is, of course, like last week, he's our director. He's our silent director here, giving us a little bit of direction and keeping us on track. So let's go ahead and jump in here. And as per usual, Jason here is going to go ahead and let us know what's been going on in the news of the Xbox 360 world.
I guess I will. Okay, in the news over the last 2 weeks, Mass Effect 2 has been dated. BioWare announced the other day that Mass Effect 2 will be shipping to North America on January 26, 2010, and to Europe and EMEA on January 29th. Which is all very exciting. I think a lot of people are pumped for that game. I'm not personally because I haven't played the first one, but that's neither here nor there. Major Nelson announced on his blog the other day that the Xbox 360 preview program for the new update is out, and you can join that if you would like. More or less, it's just a way to get in early to have a look at Twitter, Facebook, and I think that's mostly about it. Is there anything else that really adds? Anyone?
I'm sure there was a third thing. It was...
yeah, there was. I forgot
Zune,
it, though.
Zune Marketplace. That was
Zune.
It.
Zune Marketplace. That's right. Fuck. Well, there you go. It also adds Zune Marketplace. Okay. In an interview with VG247.com, Infinity Ward's Rob Bowling commented that the co-op campaign in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 has been dropped. Bowling mentioned that he felt it broke the immersion, took the pacing out of the story, and really everything they'd spent so long crafting, which is, it's a bit upsetting, to be honest. I was really hoping to be able to get a hands-on and play that through, but it's gone now, so no point really bitching about it. Next is Microsoft have been banning Pirates of Forza 3, people that have been playing it early. This is not an uncommon practice. We heard this most recently with Halo 3 ODST. Pretty much Microsoft just cracking down on what seems to be the games they've got a vested interest in. They're just booting the hell out of people off live, which they deserve to, because people shouldn't be playing the game early. And if they're stupid enough to have a hacked console and then try and play games early anyway, they deserve to die in a very small hole. Finally, Sky TV is coming to 360. This has finally been dated. The date that has been mentioned is the 27th of October for people in the UK. I'm assuming this means all of the UK, not just Britain itself. Those guys will get their sports fix. It is sports, isn't it, Sky?
It's a little bit of everything, but you have to actually already have had a Sky subscription to your house to be able to get it free. It's not for
everyone. Okay, fair enough.
I think there's like a surplus payment you can put onto the top where you can get it if you haven't got Sky, but...
I'm surprised this sort of thing doesn't come free to gold members, but then again, they'd probably lose out a bunch.
Yeah.
So, fair enough. All right. Well, that's the news of this week.
That was a great news.
The news was great. The news was pretty awesome. But now we get into the part of our show, what we like to call what have you been playing this week? So I'm going to go ahead and kick it over because I know Jason has a lot to talk about. So, Jason, exactly what have you been playing and doing this week?
Okay, well, for starters, I have been playing Tales of Vesperia. I'm about 80 hours through my first run-through of that game, so I'm looking forward to doing another two, mostly because I hate my time and I wish to waste it on RPGs. In regards to what I've actually been doing, though, I was lucky enough to be invited to Rockstar Sydney Studio, and I went there and had a little bit of a hands-on with the guys. Wait, that sounded wrong. a little bit of hands-on with the game, Ballad of Gay Tony, just before it comes out, just having a look at the final build. Played through a bunch of missions. Some were hands-on, some were hands-off. I just want to say, first of all, this Ballad of Gay Tony has taken out a lot of the things I didn't like about Lost in the Damned and more importantly, Grand Theft Auto 4 Vanilla. It's brought back a lot of the crazy, which I really like. There's some of the weapons are really, really interesting. There's an auto shotgun, which is massively powerful. And then you can add explosive rounds to it, which really does damage to cars. Like I spent some time shooting the bonnets of cars and it just pretty much smashes out the front axles, which is great fun. Or in another instance, when I put in the explosive shells, I was killing cops and, I shot one cop who was hiding behind a car door and it blew the car door off, killed the cop, and then the car door flew and hit another cop in the face, and that was always worth a laugh. It's also brought in the P90, which is a, I don't know what it is, a submachine gun? No, that's not right.
Yeah, it is. It's an SMG.
Oh, is it? It is? Yeah. Okay, good. I have been confirmed. It is an SMG, which is very popular. It also has brought in some of the weapons from Lost in the Damned, like the grenade launcher. It has... what's the name of the gun? The really expensive one from Counter-Strike. The SOAR 247.
That's an LMG, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an LMG. Which is extremely powerful. And is a lot of fun to use. It holds about... I don't know, I think about 400 bullets or something. It's pretty ridiculous. And also there is some homemade C4, which is awesome. In one mission I got hands-on with where the homemade C4 is used, you go into an underground car park and the cops are trying to plant evidence on a vehicle. So you plant all this C4 on cars around, and because it's homemade, it doesn't always go off when you plan. In some instances, it'll go off when you tell it to. In some instances, it won't go off when you tell it to. And in some instances, it'll go off whether you've told it to or not. In my case, the cops all got close, and the C4 just went off by itself, which is interesting, to say the least. It'll be a lot of fun to play with. What else is added? There's parachutes. So you can do... There's a bunch of about, I think, 20 or 25 free fall points, where you can just jump up, like you either go up in a chopper and you can parachute down and just go through some checkpoints on the way down to get some money on the side. Also, the parachute has air braking, which hasn't been seen in a Grand Theft Auto game before. I think San Andreas was the last, was the game that had parachutes last. But yeah, so you can air brake and, you know, turn around and stuff like that. Should be very interesting to play with, and also that will be included in multiplayer. And finally, parachutes are single use only. So if you bugger up, and you'll have to go back and get another parachute. So, bit of fun. Some of the missions were, like I said, a fair bit of crazy, which is fun. I had hands-on with one of the missions where an eccentric billionaire wants to get the front carriage of a subway train. So you spend the mission jumping onto a subway train and then moving along it, taking out choppers and everything on the way through. And then finally, when you get the front, he brings his own special chopper and you try and fly off with the chopper with a subway train under it. So it's a bit of fun. I'm actually really, really looking forward to this. And also I had hands-on. I wasn't meant to, but I did because they love me. had hands on with Red Dead Redemption, which is due out sometime tentative in the next 5 months. This is a game that everyone should keep an eye on. It's a Western game, but it's very different to what it normally is. They sort of wanted to bring in action RPG style. It's built on the Euphoria engine, just like Grand Theft Auto 4. but they've done a lot with it. There's a full day-night cycle, as you'd expect. The size of the map is about, from what I saw, it's about probably about 5 or 6 times bigger than Liberty City. So, yeah, you can expect to spend a lot of time moving around that. Not all of it's going to be, not all of it's going to be stuff that's useful in there. Like, there won't be towns everywhere because it's set in older school Western times, like 1800s. So there's train tracks, but you won't see much on the train tracks. Trains only happen every now and again due to the cost. And your main mode of transport will be horses, and the horses of which have their own personalities. So you may get your own horse, which may be loyal to you, but you may also choose to break in a wild Brumby, which can take time. And then the horse may have its own personality in which, like if you have a well-tamed horse, you can ride up alongside a train, jump on the train, and then the horse will keep running alongside you. Where if you don't have a well-trained horse, it may run off or do whatever, do its own thing. Well-trained horses also are less likely to run off at the sight or buck you off at the sight of a snake in the grass, say, or gunshots or something similar to that. So you'll see a lot of the personality come into play. There was also, I didn't get hands-on with this, but I was confirming with one of the game representatives here in Australia that actually had a hands-on with it. And he said he was playing a different build, and he said there's also wanted posters, so you can go out and catch criminals with the wanted poster, and you can hog-tie them, and you can either, there's certain money for catching them dead or catching them alive. So, yeah, you can drag them behind your horse or just tie them up and put them on the back and things like that. The way a bullet enters the body is also comes a lot into play. Like if you shoot someone in the hand, they'll actually grab their hand or they'll drop their weapon. Or if you shoot them in the neck or anything like that, it'll play a big part. And finally, the last thing that's really of note in regards to this is random encounters. Now, in Grand Theft Auto, there were random encounters, but they weren't really random because they were set and programmed in that certain spot. In Red Dead Redemption, they are going to be completely random, and the outcome of which encounter may not always be the most favorable outcome. For example, what I had hands-on with, there was a woman with a stagecoach, and her horse had died, and she was asking for help. Now, sometimes you may take her back into town, and that may be all well and good. She might give you money, she may give you nothing. In this instance, it was actually a setup, and a bunch of guys came out of the hills and everything and tried shooting me and trying to take me down and rob me. So there's a bunch of different encounters like that. Also, say a guy wants a lift back into town on a horse. You may get nothing for it, you may get something for it, or he may shoot you, kill you, take your horse, or in the instance I saw, he may rip you off your horse and steal it. So there's a lot that's gonna come into play with that. Like I said, the good way to do things isn't necessarily the right way to do things, and you'll have no way of telling because they're not set encounters. Yeah, so that's pretty much my hands-on with Rockstar this week. Hopefully we'll get, I'm going back in, within the next, say, 2 months to get another hands-on, so you'll get a full write-up on that. Yeah, just stay tuned to the site and we'll see what happens. What about, say, Aaron? What have you been playing, brother?
Not a lot, really. Bit of Call of Duty 4, bit of World at War, Nazi Zombies. I got the final ending for the Silent Hill Homecoming. So that, nice. Got that full 1,000 on that. But now, like I say, not really much. I've been starting uni at the moment. Something I did want to start, but obviously haven't been able to, is the Fallout 3 Game of the Year edition, which came out yesterday. I tried picking that up at my Blockbuster, and they were sold out. And they've got it on at the right price, the RRP of 30, so $29.99. But the actual, the game, because that's all we've got here, we've got a Blockbuster and a game are actually selling for 40, so I don't know what they're playing out there, but they're just absolutely trying to rip people off. Especially since even Sainsbury's had it in at $29.99, so they're just going over the top, really. I don't see how they can even attempt to sell it at that price. But nah, not a lot, really. Just Nazi zombies and a bit of COD 4 split screen, bit of COD 4 online. Nice. How about you, Ed? What have you been up to this week?
I've been playing Half-Life 2. I've been playing the Orange Box for like the last 2 weeks. And I pretty much I didn't do the portal challenges because that's just not cool at all. The portal challenges are just out. Like I have all the achievements except for the ones for doing the portal challenges. And then I was like, well, I'm done with this game. But it's good, and everyone's right. You do get your money's worth with the Orange Box. It is only $20 US new. So I know you can pick it up for cheaper use. I just have to go in a little bit here. I was kind of disappointed with... I'm not disappointed with Portal because I think it's a solid game, but it's one of those games where I think the hype that the game has is twice as much than it should have. I just think the internet hype and the hype everyone gives it, like, oh my god, is just a little bit too much. It just seems like the hype was like, it's a good game, don't get me wrong. No one get me wrong here. It is a good, solid game.
I feel like I'm getting it wrong now because
enjoyable.
It's pretty much, I think, in the top five of my favorite games of all time, Portal. I think
really?
It's just yep, 100%. I think it's just a good bite-sized game. It's got a good story. It's got great mechanic. It's humorous. It's challenging. I think it's got everything a game needs, honestly. Yeah, except, like, zombies.
I wasn't really that challenged.
Yeah, but you haven't done the challenges.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't care about the challenges. The challenges are done. I'm talking about the game. The game itself was kind of like, well, you know, the challenges of the game.
If you bought the Still Alive version, which is the Xbox Live Arcade version, you would find it challenging because there are challenge maps on there that are quite difficult. And yes, you can take the cheats route and just look at the YouTube videos, or you can actually sit there and try and work out what you've got to do.
Which is where the real fun is, let's face facts.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Well, the story was just...
Don't say anything.
But Half-Life 2. Yeah, I don't know what to say about the story. I'm just like, you know what.
Amazing. GLaDOS is amazing.
Absolutely. The voice acting is amazing. The game never introduces a game mechanic that's hard to understand. It's always well explained without having explanations.
Yeah.
It doesn't go, hey, here's a turret. You really need to put a portal under these or around these and knock them over. It just sort of goes, you know what? Maybe that'd be cool if you did that. And you try it and it works and you're like, awesome, this is fun. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Ed.
You portal.
I may, but I'll just tell you, I enjoyed the 5 hours I spent playing the game.
Really long portal run through, actually.
Wait, portal took you 5 hours?
And you weren't challenged?
No. I don't think it took me five. Well, I mean, I was also doing other things. And eating dinner. It was just a night.
Portal in an hour.
I beat
in
a day.
It took me about 2 hours, I think. But I was spending time exploring all the little Ratman holes or whatever they're called.
I used to play it on my PC.
I think the game hype needs to be cut in half.
Whoa.
That's it. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Huh. I hate to give you a people's elbow here, but how do you feel about Bioshock then? Do you like Bioshock?
Bioshock, now. I did like Bioshock.
Do you think the hype is relevant to the game? Do you think it's appropriate? Choose your next words wisely, because they may be your last as king.
I know, because you're going to be all like, I don't think so.
I'm like, what? Say what now? How?
I actually think, honestly, BioShock had it needs to be at the top of video game shocks and twists. I think it was pulled out and done quite excellently. The best I have had since, and I'm going to say this, Knights of the Old Republic 1.
Really?
Because that one, I mean, I think it was. I think it was the best one that I have had since Knights of the Old Republic 1. Okay. Personally.
I think that a lot of people don't like the BioShock ending, the twist, because they don't really understand the repercussions of it. They don't understand that if you don't listen to all the audiobooks, and I mean all of the audiobooks, you don't really understand the really crazy twist that's just happened.
Yeah. But,
you know, we're sidetracking, so let's get back to it. Is that all you've been playing, Ed?
No.
What else you been playing, brother?
I'm playing Batman Arkham Asylum right now. Sorry. Sorry. I'm going to lose it here. Aaron just made me laugh by typing something in the text box. But I'm now playing Batman Arkham Asylum, and that is great. So,
tell us about Batman. How do you like it?
I wish I was faster typer.
Man, well, that's it. So what we're gonna do is hit we're gonna hit now is what's coming out next week, and Aaron is gonna have the colossal list of new releases that's gonna be going on next week.
Next week's releases in the UK, we're getting 2K's Borderlands. Looks like a brilliant game, definitely gonna be a hit. Hopefully of the good kind. Then we've got...
Wait for a review.
Yeah, wait for a review from Pez. Small plug, just throwing it in there in my segment. Ah. Okay. After Borderlands, we've got Dragon Ball Raging Blast, the standard and limited edition. Fairy Tail Fights. We've also got, obviously most people know, Forza Motorsport 3, which will be coming out in the standard limited edition, and with the Super Elite, which is the new Xbox 360 SKU, that has the 250GB hard drive and the two wireless controllers. Also in the UK, there's Lips Number 1 Hits, Pro Evolution Soccer 2010, and finally WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010. Then over in the US, you're also getting 2K's Borderlands, FIFA Soccer 10, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, Way of the Samurai 3, how do I say this? Bukugan Battle Brawlers?
Is that Bukkake Battle Brawlers?
No, I don't think it's Bukkake. No, I think that's the wrong word. No. yeah.
Make for a fun game, though.
What Bukkake is, just go and Google it. Just Google that.
We're going to be explicit again this week. Thank you.
Bukkake is not explicit.
Yeah, much. Okay, and then also in the US, you're getting Lips Number 1's Astro Boy, the video game. DreamWorks, Madagascar Karts, which sounds like an awful Mario Kart clone for a movie. And then Backyard Football 2010. Then over in Australia with the significantly smaller list, you will be getting WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition, which, as I mentioned, came out here this week and is really short supply. You're also getting...
Whore.
Well, I can't get it until next week either, so... You're also getting 2K's Borderlands and Forza 3, which you'll only be in the standard unlimited edition, which is quite...
We're getting the Super Elite, but I didn't feel up to mentioning it.
Okay, then. So, yeah, you'll also be getting the Super Elite. And that you're also getting Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising, what we got last week.
Yeah.
Good single player, terrible multiplayer. The single live release of next week, we've said this is coming out before, and hopefully this is right this time, which is Panzer General Allied Assault. Now, we have technically had this confirmed, but as of always, you never quite know, especially with live releases, because it's all over the place. So,
indeed.
Maybe it will be Panzer General, Allied Assault. Maybe it won't. Let's just hope it is. Okay, then. On to the main segment. This should probably be Ed's job, but I'll do it anyway. Today, we're going to be talking about peripherals, or very hip.
We're talking about what?
Or whatever you'd like.
Peripherals, as I spelt it.
Peripherals. Peripherals, and seriously, what's that to do? Something like that. It's like that. Each person gets like a lollipop every time they get a hip replaced. It's like perfect. Per hip rounds.
Ah, gosh, that's good gear. Well, who wants to start talking about it?
Well, is there anyone here that specifically plays any kind of like Guitar Hero games and like?
I do.
I don't touch the thing.
So, yeah, because you can't get 1,000 points on it, you whore.
Yeah, well, I'm not a whore. I'm a perfectionist.
I am.
Yeah, you're a whore, right? Everyone knows that.
Yeah, you're. Anyone that looks at your achievement points can see that, Ed.
He's either a whore or with some form of mental retardation because he likes children's games.
I don't like them. I like playing them. I mean, they're easy to sit down, not really need to pay too much attention to.
Okay, I have heard you rant on before about Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels the game. You were ranting on about the physics in Hot Wheels.
Oh, it was so hard.
Oh, my God, man. You are such a whore.
Maybe okay. We should just talk about achievement whoring.
Nah, let's do peripherals and all furryfields or hip rolls.
Okay, I want to talk about it first. I used to play Guitar Hero games until they just started bringing out ridiculous amount of peripherals. I mean, I've already got... in regards to peripherals, I've got a steering wheel. I've got four guitars. Two for... No, hold on, I've got six guitars. Do I have? Five. Two for Guitar Hero 2 on PlayStation 2. Two for Guitar Hero 2 on 360. In there. And Shane's got the other one. Sorry, just arguing it out with my fiance. And finally, I've got a guitar with Rock Band. I've also got three microphones. Two for lips. And one for Rock Band, a drum set, and that's without me even picking up any of the new Guitar Hero games because none of them work with the Rock Band stuff, or at least I haven't found any site that can confirm whether they do. There's just... there used to be a time, way back when gaming was still... Well, not young, but, you know, it was younger, where bringing out a peripheral was a plague. You couldn't... What the hell is my cat doing? You couldn't get out of here. Go on. you couldn't... Sorry, I just walked over my speakers. You couldn't release a game with a peripheral and have it not be a pox. The Power Glove is a massive example of this, where the Power Glove really killed the console. Not because... Okay, yes, because it was crap. But also because people just didn't want to buy stuff with their games. But now, nowadays, there's a million peripherals for a million different things. And it's not even just the first party people bring them out. If you own a Wii, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you say there's 500 billion different peripherals. From just pieces of plastic to put your damn Wiimote in. From a tennis racket to a Link sword and shield. It's just ridiculous. I mean... If I build a house, I'll have to just build an extra room just for friggin' the amount of peripherals I've got. That's all I'll say on it for now. I'll add more in later once I get excited again. How do other people feel about this?
Well, I don't really buy that many third-party peripherals. Like, I don't play the Guitar Hero games, and I don't obviously play Lips. You're quite strange for.
Shut up.
But
it's my fiance's.
I have a thing about first-party peripherals, and I do actually like having as many of them as possible. I have the 360, obviously. I've got my memory card, my HD DVD drive, the camera, I've got the quick charger, I've got a wired controller, two wireless controllers, I've got the big button buzzers, I've got the two wireless headsets, the media center remote, the quick chat pad. I literally have everything of it in a quick chat. The play in charge, whatever it's called.
Wait, how do you not have play in charge?
I never really got around to getting one.
That was the first thing I bought for my 360.
I'll probably pick one up now as my batteries are actually like getting naff, but yeah. So I have...
naff.
Yeah. What? Leave my accent and what mannerisms alone. Nah. So, and I bought like the 120 gig hard drive for my old 20 gig Pro. So yeah, I've got the majority of the peripherals, but that's the thing. All the first party ones have a function and they work with everything. So there's always a good point to them, obviously, apart from the HD DVD drive, but I just got that because it was going cheap. But you can use it so that your DVDs don't wreck your standard drive on your Xbox, I suppose.
Or you just install them to the hard drive.
No, I mean DVDs, so like movies.
Oh, you mean actual? Yeah, that's fair enough.
Actual movies do quite a bit of damage to your Xbox.
Really?
In life cycles, because the actual Xbox 360 drive is designed to read the optical DVD discs, which are used for games. So when you put a standard DVD in there, it strains because everything's not in the right places, and it actually speeds up the life loss of your Xbox 360 console. So yeah,
how about that?
It's a good little thing to have the HD DVD drive there, and you can just use it to watch movies on. And if your HD DVD drive blows, it doesn't matter. You'll probably pick one up secondhand for a fiver, as the HD DVD format is obsolete. But yeah, so
I miss it. Yeah, it's a good format.
Yeah, the only difference is the 5.1 surround sound compared to 7.1, and obviously memory space, but. We won't go into the back.
Yeah, specifics. Format. Oh, and also the color of the laser.
Oh, yeah.
Red in comparison to blue.
Woo! But nah, okay. All these third-party peripherals, they only seem to work with... They do. They only work with the games that come out with. So that's what really annoys me about them. Like I said, I've got the Buzz controllers, but they came with the game, and the game was still, I think I picked up a $32.99. I didn't have to pay an extra £40 pound, which is about $100 Australian extra just for some clunky piece of plastic shaped like a guitar, so I can look like an idiot as my colossal man chest like hides this tiny little piece of plastic in the middle. But I'll move away from my colossal man chest.
I don't know, I think we should talk about it some more.
To me, with peripherals, it's what's coming out in the future. As in, obviously the camera's already out. Is Natal gonna overpower the camera? Will you even need a camera anymore? And even though Natal's gonna have motion sensing, there's also the third-party motion sensor which will be coming out, which obviously it's just basically a Wiimote for the Xbox 360. And there's the DJ Hero thing coming out, and just
Tony Hawk Ride.
Yeah, Natal in its advertising videos showed you using Natal to play a skateboarding game without using any peripheral. You just stand there and do your stuff. Yeah, and then Tony Hawk Ride's like, oh no, we're just going to bring out this peripheral. What is the price? $100.
I don't understand the point of that though. Yeah, because they're like, hey, this is coming out. Maybe you should buy it. And everyone's like, well, why wouldn't I just wait for Natal, which is meant to be awesome, allegedly. Yeah. I actually know people that have had hands-on with the Natal, and they do say it's very, very good, that it picks up very, very well.
Mm.
So,
but yeah, so there's all these peripherals coming out. Most of them are quite highly priced. They're coming out with the games. They've got basically one function. They only work with the one thing. That's why I'm going to back Natal, because it's first party and it works with everything. It just works with the dashboard to start with. But, so it's just a heavy saturation, high pricing, and most of them that come out are naff. Absolutely naff. Like I said, I don't play the Guitar Hero games myself, but I have the owner of the website, as most of you know from other podcasts, Fuller. He has Guitar Hero and Rock Band controllers, and the amount of problems he's had with both is unbelievable. He's had to replace the strummer. He's had to write to Red Octane and get one of his Guitar Hero controllers replaced, and it is just ridiculous. They're made extremely shoddy, overpriced, and new ones seem to be coming out every week.
Yeah, it is a pain in the butt. And it also is more... Like I said, I haven't had any confirmation of this do correct me if I'm wrong, because I do care. But the Rock Band stuff doesn't work with Guitar Hero, and I'm pretty sure it's vice versa as well. So if you have both, if you're really into the music games, like a pretentious whore, then you'll have two sets of these equipment everywhere, and it's too much. It's too much.
I'm quite sure you can. I'm sure I saw an image where there was a cross-compatibility list, like showing you what worked with what.
Yeah, but the Guitar Hero stuff's got, the Guitar Hero drum's got two extra cymbals.
The game edits itself based on.
Oh, does it?
You've got, yeah, because I'm sure one of them, yeah, it's the drums, because one of them's got the foot pedal and the other one doesn't.
No, they both got foot pedals.
Do they?
I know one's got 2 foot pedals. If you've got Guitar Hero Metallica, it came out with 2 foot pedals for some.
Oh yeah, there's a website called Shack News. Da-da-da.
Just a plug for a site we don't know. It's cool.
They apparently they work, vice versa, but they are not reliable. As okay. In, you'll hit a note and you'll get absolutely nothing. So they are and they aren't. So, but okay. This is internet anyway. So what I could be saying right now could be absolute rubbish. Someone could like. Send us a message, just tell us, yeah, I use them both. Like, if you know, let us know, and we'll let everyone else know. If you have personal experience behind, like, both the peripheral sets, you can tell us. Let us know what's going on. Because I'm sure that Fuller, he uses a Rock Band controller on Guitar Hero 5. So...
Okay. Yeah, well, absolutely. Like we said, do let us know on the forums, or, just drop one of us a private message. We're more than happy to find out. It's always interesting to know, so...
Okay, now on to the most important person to talk to about peripherals. The person that takes his games back, so you can't really rent a Guitar Hero controller.
Hey. Can't you?
No.
No, you can't rent a Guitar Hero controller.
That's ridiculous.
But I mean, I have one, so, you know, I can play with it. Peripherals are... I mean, they're right. Everyone's right. Everyone has a camera. I have two.
Why do you have two?
Can you even have them both plugged in at once?
No. Well, I never tried that. one's in a box, and yeah, I did play. You're in the movies. I have Totem Ball, which is horrible. Totem Ball is horrible. I don't understand why they would assume that anyone would want to have their arms straight out for an extended period of time, but.
That's what Natal's all about.
Gestures, and it picks you up in a 3D plane, so it doesn't have to.
Well, actually, that's not completely true. From what I understand, from like I said, one of my friends has had hands on. They said driving, you'll have your hands out all the time, and also Katamari, you'll have your hands out in front of you all the time.
Mm.
So
Katamari was just going to be friggin' Totem Ball.
No, Katamari, you'll have your hands in front of you and you'll be rolling the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, push, 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 I'm pushing the ball.
Hell, man.
Ed,
I won't be doing
we've
that.
We've been through this before. This is an intervention. Are you taking illicit substances?
No.
All right, you're in denial. All right, we need...
No drugs. I have two cameras because one came with You're in the Movies, which I got for free. One came with my live pack because I went there and they didn't have the regular pack, so I had to get the pack with the camera.
Huh.
But peripherals, yeah. I like Aaron, will stick with first-party peripherals, especially for the Xbox. You know, I mean, I think they come better quality. But my batteries recently have gone naff.
Damn you.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds cool. I'm going to use it from now. It sounds like something that Pinky would say from Pinky in the Brain.
It does. What does NAF mean?
That's NARF.
NAF.
NARF.
NAF. What does NAF actually mean, by the way?
I guess
not good.
Bad.
Let me Google.
Doesn't it mean silly?
NAF. No.
Okay. Righto.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
NAF.
Anyway, my batteries have gone bad. They wouldn't keep like more than like an hour or an hour and a half charge, which is horrible. Yeah.
Are you talking about on your camera?
No, my Xbox
batteries. Oh, I was going to say.
But I think you're with my console. Like, I guess maybe I have recharged them too much. So I actually have to use, I'm actually using third-party batteries right now. And this is what I maybe want to say is these don't, there's a problem. They're not the same size, per se.
What are you talking about? Third-party battery packs to...
Yeah.
Means... Is it going to be... Well, I'll just step in.
Please do.
I'm an electronic engineer, so...
Captain interrupt a lot.
basically, the chemicals used, so probably NiCad or... which is, I'm sure that's nickel metal oxide.
But, hold on, can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
I just want to give a warning to everyone that doesn't care for this sort of stuff. Turn off, come back in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll just say this. And based on the chemicals used, the milliamp hours of the battery pack will go up and down. And obviously with the third party ones, they use rubbish.
Yeah.
Damn you, stop laughing at me. Yeah, but the third-party ones will...
No, these ones actually work pretty well.
They'll never hold as much a charge as the first-party ones, unless they're lithium, which they won't be.
Because lithium's expensive.
Yes. It also makes you happy.
Did you have to put on a tweed jacket to tell us that?
No.
I was just saying.
Tweed jacket, and then he cut out a suede parts of like an older... The other jacket to put on the elbows.
Aaron, you silly duffer.
He's gonna edit this out. What he's gonna do?
Yeah, you forget.
Here, I'll give you the audio clip for it now. If only someone could tell us. Oh well.
Okay, let's keep on track. Keep on track.
Please.
Yeah, they don't fit in the control and they don't fit in the charger very well. And I think that's a big problem because, I mean, I just felt like I had to, like, push them on the charger. But, yeah, when...
Are you talking with one that has an external charger rather than the USB cable that runs into the...
Yeah, he's talking about the one that... He's talking about putting it in his quick charger.
Why would anyone use those when you can just have a plain charge kit and just plug in a USB cable when it's low?
Because
that means you have to be wired. At some point or another, you have to be using a wired controller.
True. Yeah, okay.
Have one battery on charge whilst you use the other.
Yeah, I usually put both of them on. Now that I use three, because one of my original Xbox batteries still holds maybe like a two-hour charge. So I have three. I have the two... first party ones, which actually hold charge for days like they should, and then I have, so I mean, I just switch out. But yeah, my couch is way too far from the TV to use the play and charge, so I don't do that.
How big's your TV?
Really, I was gonna say, because those play and charge kits have crazy long cables.
Yeah, they got like a 4 meter cable.
All right, well then let me tell you this part then. I don't know where my play and charge kit is.
Cable,
it's
sorry.
Somewhere. I mean, I don't know where it is. I can't tell you where that play and charge kit is. I don't think I've ever used... I've used it once when I boosted Rainbow Six Vegas, the original.
Boosters.
And I know Dom's not going to like that because I think he actually got the points honorably. Yeah,
he worked for his achievements.
No, he did. He boosted them with people online. He got those in like 2 or 3 days. He's still
Dominic
first
boosted.
One.
Dominic Benwell, you little whore.
Rainbow Six Vegas. Which one? Which one? He wasn't listening because he went to go get some tea. I'm sorry. I know you like tea. Like seriously, if we had like an Xbox Insider Secret Santa, and I for some reason pulled Dom's name out of the hat. I would buy him tea, hot tea, because I know he likes it.
See, if I got Dominic's name in a Secret Santa hat, I'd do like all Halo 3 players do and teabag him.
That makes no sense.
No,
well,
maybe
he said he'd give him tea. I wanted to teabag him instead.
No, that's not funny.
I would get Dom some tea. Would you like some tea?
Would you like some tea and a crumpet?
That's offensive.
I mean, I guess... I guess so, whatever. Sorry,
Director Dom. Okay.
Sorry.
Is that all we've got to say about this?
He's going to say cut. Sorry.
Cut.
Oh. He spoke. Okay. are we done with Dominic peripherals Carl. Now, or...?
Only if you pronounce it properly. Jeez.
Peripherals?
No! I hate you all.
How do you pronounce it?
Peripherals.
Peripherals.
Yes. Take that home with you. Practice.
Peripherals.
No, hold on. Practice it for the next 2 weeks, and we'll talk about it on the next podcast again.
Okay. Competition announcement.
Yes. I don't want to do it this time because I ramble. People get angry with me.
Ed, you going to do it?
Yes, I will do the competition.
Yeah.
I just want to let you guys know, Batman, man, shoot.
I thought you were going to say Batman. Man, he's a bat. Ed?
What are you talking? Did you just talk about Batman's man shoot?
No, that's just, no, seriously. This game is hard. I'm trying to do a challenge.
You're playing on easy.
Hit. No. I'm not. I'm playing on normal. Why'd you assume I was playing on easy?
Because you said first you were playing on easy, and I made fun of you for it.
No. First I'm playing on, you're like, no, I'm playing on normal.
Oh,
now.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
No, I said it's not too bad. Don't defend yourself. I'm the judge, jury, and executioner here. It's not
your judge,
too...
Judy. Who you are?
She is so annoying.
She is annoying. I'm much more of a Judge Joe Brown fan.
Oh man, Joe Brown. Do you guys have Judge Mathis?
No.
Judge Dredd, but yeah.
I haven't seen. Judge
I actually
Dredd.
Like Joe Brown is actually quite. He's I actually like him more than Jimmy.
Oh, what's this to do with Xbox?
I heard I was playing.
Come on, the competition.
I was playing. I was just gonna say I was playing. I played. I wonder if it's like I want to like put like Judge Joe Brown in on my live list and see if I get like a friend request accepted. I'm sorry. All right, so over Xbox Insider, we recently had a contest, and our contest had to do with Worms Armageddon, and the contest was for one of our readers to go to our contest forum and enter to create their own Worms Armageddon weapon. Because, you know, Worms usually has some crazy, crazy, crazy weapons that Worms use. So yeah. we had a good bit of good entries, right, guys?
We did.
Yeah.
It was good. A very hard choice.
That really didn't between, sound like, sincere three. At all. That it was a really hard choice. But we used a random number generator. No. We did look through everyone's entries, and there were some good ones. There were,
and unfortunately, some people's numbers just didn't come up.
No. So, but we do have a winner, Ed.
Congratulations to Izod517 or game tag Izodius. Sorry to steal your thunder. You were taking time.
Oh, I thought you were making that up.
No, that's it.
That's actually his name. That's his name. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
But
stole it.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yes, it was. Good. It made us all laugh.
Yeah.
Mostly because I like seeing dead worms on the concrete dried up.
And I like regurgitation.
I think the worms on the concrete is quite disgusting, actually. I try not to step on them.
Do you like regurgitation?
Only because I'm a bulimic.
Oh.
That's not a joke. Bulimia is not a joke, kids, and I really wish to apologize for that. If anyone here, any of our listeners, is actually having issues with that, a horrible, horrible disease, feel free to talk with us and get help. You don't need to be embarrassed because it's not a joke.
Call us now.
What the
eat
hell?
A hamburger.
When did you turn into like the Murray Povich show?
The bulimia helpline.
You are not the father.
Get a
can
hamburger.
We do that? Can that be our next contest?
For, get a for our next contest, down your gullet.
For our next contest, we'll do a paternity test. So if anybody out there has been being harassed by a baby mama and you're not quite sure it's yours, we will do a not the father test, just like the Mari show.
I think we should do a caption contest. Caption contests are funny.
Oh, we put a picture up and someone makes a caption.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's our next contest then. So we've done the winner of this one, and the next contest, what are we giving away this week? Well, this Fortnite. Right.
Hee hee, Fortnite. I like that word.
Stop making fun of the words I use.
No, we use it here too, but Americans don't, because they're weird.
They have no measure of
14 days.
We don't, because if you need something within a week, you can get it within a week. I mean, I don't think in America you need to wait 2 weeks for anything.
About 2 weeks?
You don't need to wait for 2 weeks for anything. If you're like, I can't get a hamburger for Fortnite, you're like, fuck you, go down to McDonald's.
We're not talking about hamburgers.
I'm saying anything.
We were talking about Bellini.
You're going to see the Knicks play in a Fortnite.
Yeah. You don't go, hey guys, I don't want to wait 2 weeks. Come now.
The Knicks will play for you in America if you want them to.
Wow, that's a magical place.
America's land of the now.
The here and the
Sorry.
Now.
Sorry, I'm making that up. Guys, if you're listening to our podcast and you're from another country, I want to apologize because that is not a joke. America's not the land of the now, and all your countries are just as good. So if you have any issues, don't be embarrassed.
Would you stop trying to make the audience happy?
What Ed is really trying to say is he hates you all. And if you don't live in America, he has a lot of prejudice against you.
Okay. So we're giving away a copy of Rocket Riot. We're going to be putting a picture up. So this is going to be the forums again, as usual, people. There'll also be a post on it on Monday. I like the fact that I'm stealing. What are you laughing at?
Put up a picture of Smegma.
Oh, no, you didn't say
that. Now we're explicit. We're explicit again. We are now explicit again. Thanks.
Okay, no, we will not be putting up a picture of beep. We will be putting up a random picture. I don't know. We'll find something. But, not Smegma. No, we'll find a picture. We'll be doing a post on it on the actual main website. I think the header image will be the image we want to caption, but there'll also be a standard copy of the image in the forums where you'll be able to put one entry per person. That is one entry per person. Yes. And you'll have to put gamer tag at the bottom of your entry to be able to participate. You leave your gamer tag out, people, you won't be able to enter the competition. So that's just a little word of warning. But yeah, we'll be giving away a copy of Rocket Riot. Nice little fun game, came out a little while ago. Was it part of the Summer of Arcade or was it just before?
Before.
Yeah, just before the Summer of Arcade, but yeah, nice little full-rounded game, a lot of fun, a lot of hours in that game, so.
For the record, how awesome was the Summer of Arcade this year?
It was pretty awesome, but then again, isn't it only the second Summer of Arcade, so we've only got one to kind of compare against?
Yeah, but I don't remember the last one at all, so this one's got to be epic in comparison.
At the time when the first Summer of Arcade like came about, I wasn't too much into arcade games. I was just mainly sticking with retail. So, but ever since then, I kind of like boomed into arcade games, and well, now I look at see what's coming out every week. So,
In related news, I've given up on Trials HD. It's too hard. It's too hard.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's still selling though. So, I know. It is still
it's
up
there.
It's a
good game though. That's the problem.
It is a good game.
It's not that it's a hard game, so people shouldn't buy it.
Yes, it is.
It's a good game. It's a good game. Get as much as you can on it and enjoy it. Unless you're me.
Yeah.
Unless you're me, just don't buy it because you know you will never be able to complete it.
Yeah. Because you're a bastard. In fact, if you were a chocolate, you'd be a bastard-covered bastard with a bastard center.
Oh, that's nice. Can I have bastard sprinkles?
Yummy.
Mm.
All right. I think that's everything from us. Ed, lead us out. Play us off keyboard, Ed.
It is. Thanks, guys. We are joined here, Aaron and Jason. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ed.
You're very welcome.
And also, Director Dom, thanks for keeping us on track, off track.
He's gone.
Bye.
Oh, Ed, he's there.
Bye-bye.
And he said goodbye. We will see you guys. We'll see you guys next Fortnite. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.